Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome to our show. And this is hour number two. Interesting article over the Daily Mail in Great Britain. The magic is gone. Just as many Americans dislike Obama as do George W. Bush. This is according to a poll run by CNN ORC. And basically said that Americans are just as disenchanted with Obama as they were with George Bush. For the same reason. They campaign on a bunch of lies, get us into wars, erase our freedoms, loot us for the benefit of Wall Street banks. We ran a poll on our own website. Who is worse? Bush got 6%. Obama got 19%. And they are both equally evil, got 75%. So, now, not too long ago, Hillary Clinton, who's already out there kind of dancing around her run for the White House in 2016, made a comment about how broke the Clintons were, and they were struggling just like ordinary Americans. And, of course, it turns out to be an absolute joke. The Clintons made $12 million in the first year after they left the White House. They are the richest living former first family. I'm not sure I buy that second part. I would want to look at the Bush family fortunes. But the point of the matter is that these are very wealthy people. They are money junkies. They are not broke, and they have absolutely no identification with what it's like to be out here in the real world, dealing with the predations of the private central bank. Article over at AmericanConservative.com, and it's echoing something that I was saying earlier in the week. Eric Cantor's defeat is also Netanyahu's. And they make a comment in the article about if somehow it's subliminally registered with some anti-Cantor voters that Cantor in 2010 had more or less presented himself as Netanyahu's congressman in Washington, D.C. I don't think subliminal had anything to do with it. I think the American people are finally seeing this corrosive influence of the Israel lobby on the government of the United States of America. And they're starting to reach for their can of voter Rust-Oleum to try and deal with the problem here. The United States Department of Justice, which is being run by Eric Holder, you know, the guy who thinks that you should all be brainwashed so you just shut up and do as you're told, apparently is asking for more than $10 billion to settle the Citigroup probe. In other words, if Citigroup will give them $10 billion, the Department of Justice will stop investigating to find out exactly how much they stole from other investors and you, the American people, through fraud. And nobody really knows yet. And this is another case of how one of these Wall Street firms will make billions and trillions of dollars through fraud. Then they turn around, they give the government a piece of the action, and the government says, okay, you're off the hook. You can buy a get-out-of-jail-free card here in the United States of America. That's what all of these settlements mean. You give us this much money, we'll let you off the hook for the rest of it. And from the point of view of the bankers, it's just a cost of doing business. We're going to commit this massive mortgage-backed security fraud, and we're going to make trillions and trillions of dollars, and then the government will come in and ask for a few billion, and we'll give it to them, and we're still rich off of what we looted from the American people. Article, and I put this up here in response to the call we got yesterday from the guy who said the dollar is strong, all hail the mighty Federal Reserve note. James Rickards, and this is over an investment watch blog, is saying the price of oil isn't really going up. The problem is the dollar's going down, and that echoes the second call we got yesterday on the same subject. Anybody who thinks the dollar is strong, just go down to your local supermarket or your gas station and look at the prices. The dollar is not strong. The dollar is a very thin shadow of what it once was. So, another scandal is breaking loose here. You've probably seen on TV, and this is also being reported in the Daily Mail. Funny how we don't see this stuff reported here in the United States, but that's a side issue. Here's what the story is about. You've probably seen all these ads on TV for these price comparison sites for various services, hotels, travel, and so forth. Well, apparently, one of these price comparison websites dealing with car insurance has been caught colluding with the insurers to drive the prices up. It's another way of price fixing. And that's the new front for it. People go to these websites thinking they're going to get the best deal, and what they're being shown is a selection of inflated prices from which to choose. And a lot of people have noticed that when you first go to one of these websites that will sell travel arrangements, and I'm not going to name which one it is because apparently they're all doing it, that first time you visit the site, you'll get some great deals. You really, really will. But they plant a cookie on your browser. And when you come back to their website for another deal, the prices are pushed up. They're loss leading. Anyway. All righty. Let's see. No callers on the line here right now. A little bit of a personal tragedy. Apparently, David Rockefeller's son, Richard, has died in a small plane crash outside of Westchester Country Airport. Doesn't seem to be anything suspicious about it. 65-year-old man, he was flying a Piper, which is a very small, lightweight, fragile aircraft. And according to the airport manager, there was heavy fog. And apparently the airplane clipped some trees shortly after it took off from the runway. And so it's a tragedy. But it doesn't look to be suspicious. And I'm getting a lot of emails saying, oh, it's more wet work. Nah, in this case, it doesn't. It feels like just classic pilot error. Classic pilot error here. Now then, another story coming out of the internetpost.net. The U.S. government, and this is coming out of a report from Associated Press originally, the Obama administration has been going to local police departments and pressuring them not to disclose details about the surveillance technology they're using to sweep up your cell phone data from entire neighborhoods. This is focused mostly on the Stingray system. And the details of that system are being withheld from the public. Some of its capabilities that are known is that it can mimic a cell phone tower so that your phones will connect with it rather than the real cell phone tower. And then, of course, they can simply siphon anything that's going in or out, your voice communications, your pictures, your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, whatever it is they want, all of it without a warrant. And more people are getting upset about it. We're starting to see, we had that federal court decision, the appeals court just earlier in the week saying that no, you can't grab this cell phone data without a warrant and have it be legally admissible. So now apparently the Obama administration is pressuring police departments not to disclose any more information about what's going on at all. Now, here's a very bizarre story, and this is reported in Russia Today. And it concerns 13 aircraft that vanished off radars in the heart of Europe for about 25 minutes. On two occasions, they were over Austria and neighboring countries. Now, nobody crashed. Nobody got lost. The airport flight controllers instituted emergency procedures, which means direct radio contact with the aircraft and saying, we can't see on the radar. Are you still there? Yeah, we're here. We're still on this. Thus and such a course at thus and such an altitude at thus and such an airspeed. And they get out the grease pencils and they start doing it the old-fashioned way. But it has caught a lot of people by surprise, and they're wondering what is going on. And there are two possibilities. This could be the start of the virtual 9/11 false flag we've been talking about, of hacking into the computers and causing damage so the government can justify complete strict control of the internet from now on. Or somebody's testing a brand new and very effective radar jamming system. But it is worth note that this is now going on. All righty, we're going to take a break for commercials. When we're going to come back, we're going to be talking about some issues related to gun control and Obama's push for another gun grab and some story about guns and shootings that you're not going to see covered in the corporate media. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be all right.
America, welcome back to the show. And as you already know, the gun grabbers are in fine form this week, screaming about the explosion of violence and how guns have to be banned because it's all the fault of those guns and has nothing to do with the economic hardships that are driving people into crime or this flood of these prescription antidepressants that are known to trigger violence and suicide in a segment of the population. Got nothing to do with that. It's the guns. The guns are bad. The pills are good. The guns are bad. And they're going on and on about that. And on the same day that they reported on that very suspicious shooting of two police officers in Las Vegas, they did not report that in near Las Vegas, there was an L.A. Police Department officer shot and killed his wife, also a member of the Las Vegas police force, and their five-year-old son. Don't want you thinking that the police are the problem, even though they're killing a lot of people. Innocent people. Meanwhile, the one thing that they don't want you to realize is that every year in this country, law-abiding citizens with legally owned firearms will thwart, stop in progress, 1.6 million crimes. Now, that is a statistic the police can't match because the police are never present while the crime is being committed. They show up after it's all over and they pose standing over the dead bodies for the press cameras to show how heroic they all are. And I remember many, many years ago when I was still living in Los Angeles, and I was very big into radio, and I had a scanner that covered the police frequencies. This is before they were encrypted. And I used to hear all the time where there'd be a violent episode going on in a home and gunfire was going off, and you'd hear the police pull up and park a block away and sit there saying, "Do you think the guy has left now?" before they go in. I think that's one of the reasons they started encrypting the communications, along with some lawsuits coming out of some racial slurs that were heard over the radio as well. But we have over here in California, there was a 72-year-old grandmother fended off an intruder with a firearm. And apparently just said that... guy tried to break into the home, and it was in an area where there'd been an earlier murder in the area with a baseball bat, and she basically just shot the guy. Another story, and this is coming out of South Carolina. A guy was trying to break into a home. The homeowner shot him and killed him, defended his home. And you're not going to hear about that, because right now the gun grabbers don't want you thinking about guns may be useful to protect yourself from crime. They want you to think of guns only as evil and used by the criminals and not of any real use to the American people. And I got a nasty email the other day because I'd made this point that we know that drunk drivers will kill people with their cars. And drunk driving is illegal and they should go to jail. But you don't take cars away from law-abiding citizens because of the crimes of this tiny minority. And I got a nasty email saying, well, everybody needs to have cars. They're something that people can use, but nobody needs guns. Nobody really needs guns. Yeah, we do. We need guns to thwart crimes. Right now in this nation, the average wait time for a 911 call to the police department is running about 17 and a half minutes. And a lot can happen at a crime scene in 17 and a half minutes. What are you going to do? Some guy's coming into your bedroom, wants to rape you, and you say, "Would you mind waiting 17 minutes till the cops come here and arrest you?" It's not going to happen. Meanwhile, up in Chicago, which is being held aloft as, you know, a model of gun control across America, they're dealing with an absolute explosion of gang violence because the gangs have the guns and the law-abiding people don't, and the police are inept and helpless, often corrupt up there. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. David in Arkansas. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Oh, it is getting absolutely crazy. They expect us to depend on the grid for our protection, for our communications and everything else, and they're doing everything in their power to make sure that that's not going to be adequate for us. It's kind of ridiculous. I agree with everything you've been saying on this, and I'm glad you're out there talking about this because somebody needs to, and nobody in the mainstream, corporatized media is, and I'm very thankful for the independent media on that. There's a lot of conversations going on between, you know, normal people, you know, over the radio, over the, shopping centers. You know, you go out and you meet people. People are talking about this. People are more aware now than ever, and it's because of, you know, efforts like yours in getting this information out there and making it part of the, you know, dialogue, you know, between people, the water cooler conversations. People are talking about this. The reason I called is it's coming up on the field day weekend, and with the grid, with this society, you know, in such peril of being collapsed because of all this, you know, money junkie thinking, all this, you know, economic stuff, all this war stuff, I think it's more important than ever to be able to have redundant communications, to be able to communicate with people, because as long as we can continue to communicate with each other, whether it's face-to-face, over the radio, over whatever media is available to us, we can continue to work together. They want to be able to divide us, to be able to cut our communications, and that's not a good thing. On the last weekend of June, the last full weekend of June, always, every single year, Ham Radio Field Day happens, and all the various clubs and organizations all over the country get together and set up emergency radio stations to exhibit what they can do for the public. And even if you're not interested in the hobby, it is an excellent opportunity to get out there and meet some of these people, because these are the people that are going to continue to talk when the cell phones don't work, when the TV is giving you nothing but a test pattern and government propaganda. These people are still going to be talking. I think that is extremely important.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Not only because they're going to be talking to each other, but there's a branch of amateur radio called Packet Radio where they're using their ham transmitters as a wireless internet, and it can reach all across the nation and around the world. Once you have a population that understands they're being lied to by the government, they're going to go out and get the truth by any method that will work. Remember, when the Soviet Union came crashing down, a big part of that had to do with the Samizdat, which was this network of fax machines that were simply bucket brigading stories and articles written by the Russian people about what was going wrong in their country. And this fax machine would fax to 10 other fax machines. Each of those would fax to 10 others. And it was simply, there was no central hub. It was operating very much like the distributed internet. And that was all the Russian people needed to educate themselves about what was really going on with their government, and definitely led to the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned Packet, because I've actually been working on enhancing my digital communications here at the station and getting the Packet on multiple bands online, being able to do gateways and being able to map all this stuff back out. You know, so we do have a way to take digital communications and spread it all over the country without having to have the internet, which is a beautiful, awesome thing. You know, so, you know, check out the field day. You can go to ARRL.org, and there's all sorts of information on there. You can go to my website, W5MZ.com, and I get a little information on there. Of course, it goes to ARRL for the field day locator, that you can find an organization in your area and get to know these people, because even if you're not going to participate with them, hey, if you got a neighbor that's into this and everything all goes wonky and nobody can talk to you, go, hey, Bob, what's going on? Because they're going to know what's going on, and we've got to stay informed. You know, knowing is half the battle, or at least more of it, actually. Thanks, Mike. I don't really have much else. I'll let you get back to what you're talking about, because it's a very important aloha and 7-3.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that one. I remember when my wife and I were in San Francisco when I was working on The Day After Tomorrow, and we became aware of a group of amateur computer enthusiasts, not a professional, no funding, no, nothing like that. And they were building a Wi-Fi network that reached all across San Francisco. And they were doing it for the benefit of San Francisco school children who were not able to afford regular broadband Wi-Fi into their homes. And this thing reached all across the city, and it was just little, you know, PVC pipes with the equipment attached to convenient facilities. And if you link that to one ham transmitter capable of doing packet forwarding to another city, then you've got a whole new internet that's operating completely off the corporate-owned backbones. And I think that's probably going to be something that we will see. We're already seeing news stories about people, rather small towns, setting up their own dedicated internet to protect themselves from the NSA. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with Aaron in Texas.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got callers on the line. We're going to start with Aaron in Texas. Aloha, Aaron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael. A real quick question. Why hasn't the American people been out in the streets protesting like in other countries, such as Brazil and other countries going on economic crisis right now? And I'm talking
Where were you during the Occupy movement? That was all across the country in every single city.
Yeah, I saw that, and I saw the cops beat the crap out of all those people.
Yeah, that's why they're not doing it as much anymore.
Yeah, another question real quick. Why do you think that lately cops have been killing people like left and right, and nothing happens to them? Are they trying to show an example to other cops that, hey, you can do this and nothing will happen, don't worry about it?
Oh, absolutely. When you have a dictator that is using the civilian police to try and terrorize the general population into submission, the first message that has to go out to the police is you can do whatever you want and nothing bad will happen to you. Now, we are seeing a few examples of where police are being sued by their innocent victims, and they generally wind up with a wrist slap. Again, that cop that was caught ripping off this 3-year-old Make-A-Wish recipient, he got suspended with pay. He got a paid vacation for it. And along with the fact that we have all of this new Israeli-style training of the American police forces, I mean, the ADL is out there in its own promotional literature bragging about how they are now training U.S. police departments, and they're basically training the American police to treat Americans the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. And when you add to that the fact that cops are very heavy users of these prescription psychiatric medications, and it is a formula for disaster And again, since 9/11, the American police forces have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists have.
Michael, another thing real quick. I've noticed that on a bunch of situations, if you hurt a cop, even if you spit on them or something, it's considered a third-degree felony, some cases even aggravated assault, that automatically sends you to prison. I feel that these cops shouldn't have no special laws. I mean, they put on a badge, they put on a uniform, they know what they're going up against. You know, they shouldn't have no special treatment either. I mean, that's the way I feel. Because a lot of these cops take that special treatment, and they abuse it. Like, for instance, that Occupy Wall Street, that girl elbowed him. And he got a little black guy, and he's out there crying like a little girl. I mean, come on, you put on a badge and a uniform, and you want to be crying because you got elbowed?
Well, you need to understand, the actual letter of the law is that the police are owed our obedience and cooperation only when the police themselves are within the letter of the law. There's a Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus the United States, that affirmed when the police are acting illegally, American citizens have a right to resist the police acting illegally up to and including the use of lethal force.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael. I love your show. Keep up the good work.
All right. We're going to switch over to Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. One is whenever they're ready to start things up with Iran, Israel's going to be more than happy to bomb Iran first, and then the United States will come in to back up Israel. I think
that's one scenario, but right now Iran has come into the Iraq conflict on the side of the United States, and it's a brilliant move by Iran's government, because now, you know, we're all allies. We're buddy-buddy. You can't turn and attack us now.
Well, that's not going to work. Israel's going to attack them anyway. But, and the other point is, can you buy, and this is a question for you, can you buy a radio that can pick up shortwave and ham radio signals?
Well, very much so, because the ham radio bands are embedded in what is generally considered the short wave bands, which end up at about 30 megahertz. And as a matter of fact, if you go over to the Republic Broadcasting's online store, they have a shortwave radio in there. And if you're going to buy a shortwave radio specifically to listen to the ham bands, please make sure it is able to receive what is called single sideband. Because a lot of the consumer-level shortwave radios, where they figure you're listening to music and international broadcast, they don't include that feature. And what single sideband does is it uses a subcarrier to encode the audio in order to improve the signal-to-noise ratio. But you can't really understand single sideband on a regular amplitude-modulated radio. So make sure it's got that little USB-LSB switch somewhere on the back, and you'll be able to pick up the ham bands quite easily.
Okay, and does it say single sideband? Will that, in the description of the radio, will it say something to that effect?
Yeah, it'll say single sideband or SSB, and I have to be honest, I haven't looked at the Republic Broadcasting online store in a while, but the last time I did, one of the radios they had, one of their shortwave radios, did have the single sideband feature.
Okay, because I think when they cut the internet off, I'm a news junkie now. I want to hear the news, but I want to hear the truth. So I'm really going to consider buying one of those radios, so if they mess up the internet, I can still get some real news.
Well, having one of those radios, I mean, it's just the obvious addition for anybody's survival kit, hurricane kit, earthquake kit, whatever you want to call it, something with a hand crank generator, at least to listen to your local news stations and find out what's going on. You do want to listen to the international news broadcast, because you're going to get a view of what's going on in the world that's not filtered through the American political machinery. And they're very, very nice to have. And I'm a big shortwave listener. And if you are specifically interested in listening to the amateur bands, you definitely want to get a radio that's got the single sideband feature on it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Michael. I really appreciate it.
All right, you've got it there, and we're going to head on back and talk to some stories. This is an article over in The Guardian. Isn't it amazing? We're learning all this stuff about the U.S. from the European press. Okay, and the article is that the Pentagon is preparing for mass civil breakdown, which is no surprise. We've all seen them buying all this hollow point ammunition and machine guns and everything to point at us. But apparently the subject of this article is the U.S. Department of Defense has launched a research program. They're going to be funding universities to develop computer models of social dynamics, risks, and tipping points for large-scale civil unrest across the world. under the supervision of various U.S. military agencies, spending millions of dollars on this. What they want to do is have a computer program that tells them how far they can push, how much they can take, what they can do to us without actually crossing the line into a popular uprising and rebellion. Now, hopefully, these very expensive models are going to be just as accurate as the ones they used for human-caused global warming and run on computer software written by the same people who wrote healthcare.gov. My personal opinion on that one here. Apparently, Obama's getting ready to grab another 500,000 acres in New Mexico to be managed by the Bureau of Land Management. And remember, the Constitution does not allow the federal government to own land other than under federal buildings and military bases. It's another example of a government that has clearly gone off the constitutional reservation and views anybody who talks about the Constitution and limits to government as a potential terrorist. Speaking of human-caused global warming, story coming out of Stephen Goddard, it's been almost 2 years since the North Pole had a normal summer day, by which it means we are still seeing below normal temperatures, both in the summer of 2013 and so far in 2014. Running far below normal. Right now, 90% of the North Atlantic is below the normal temperatures. This whole human-caused global warming nonsense is falling apart, leading to an article over at patriotspost.us. Does the hockey stick belong in the penalty box? Which is a wonderful illusion for you sports fans. And basically saying that it's time for Dr. Michael Mann, Mr. Hyde the Decline himself, to come on out and start answering some serious questions, okay? Michael Mann's taken the position that the medieval warm period was a localized effect. Well, then, where was it cold during the medieval warm period, okay? And, of course, there's that other bizarre situation that for 950 years, tree ring data was used to do temperatures, and then in modern times they had to discard it because it wasn't agreeing with the thermometer recordings. But they're still relying on the older data and say, that's accurate. Even though we know the modern tree data isn't accurate, we're going to rely on the old tree ring data to tell you what the temperature was. And it's all fraud. And I'm a tremendous supporter of scientific method in the hands of ordinary people so you can figure out what's going on. But individual scientists are just as easy to corrupt as individual politicians or individual clergy. Just because somebody's wearing a white lab coat and has got gold things all over their wall is no reason to assume they are being truthful or accurate with you. And this whole human-caused global warming nonsense absolutely underscores that science can be bought and politicized, and often is. It's the new religion. We're not listening to the clergy as much anymore. Oh, we'll have them listen to the scientists to tell them what to think and what to believe. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting a report that fresh mass graves have been found near Krasny Liman, in Ukraine, containing the bodies of young men. We're still waiting for photographic evidence on that one. Apparently, and this is being reported over at PatriotRising.com, the Obama administration is now forbidding lawmakers from taking any photos of the illegal immigration facilities. These are becoming a huge embarrassment. Remember, we were talking about how the U.S. government has now activated three military bases that were basically just sitting out there empty, doing nothing, just on standby. And they've activated three of them to deal with this flood of illegal immigrant children who are unaccompanied by any parent or guardian. And they're just putting these kids in there. And that's all well and good for the kids, but why couldn't they have opened some of these military bases to deal with the homeless veterans is what I want to know. Big stink over the fact that the federal government is busing illegal immigrants from Texas to Arizona. Well, if you're going to go to the cost and expense of putting them on a bus, drive the bus south back to the border, not over to Arizona. And a lot of people are saying, what is going on here where the government just seems intent on flooding this nation with people who are by and large criminals, even before they committed the crime of entering the United States illegally? Now, from the economic point of view, of course, if you're a globalist and you want to drop all the national borders, before you can do that, you have to level the playing field all across the globe. And because it's much easier to bring the top down than to bring the bottom up, that means crashing every single global economy, including the industrialized nations, back down to the level of a third world nation. Which also ties in with this whole Agenda 21 and global warming nonsense, because all of their solutions involve deindustrializing the industrialized world for the benefit of the unindustrialized world. They need to basically make all of the United States look like Mexico before they can drop the border, so the Mexicans won't have a reason to come flooding into this country. Now then. Apparently, Italy's Beppe Grillo is going to join Nigel Farage in the European Union Parliament. I love to see all these upstarts finally starting to get someplace in all of this stuff here. Meanwhile, story coming out of Freep.com. The Presbyterians had their national gathering in Detroit, and they are debating divestment from Israel. So good on the Presbyterians on that. They're basically considering four resolutions by which the Presbyterian Church as a whole would divest its investments in Caterpillar, Motorola Solutions, and Hewlett-Packard, and any other companies that are doing business with Israel in the illegally occupied territories. So there's definitely a groundswell of opposition to all of this Israel nonsense, and I think the most obvious manifestation was Eric Cantor's surprising defeat. I think the American people are just sick and tired of all these friends of Israel dominating our political system here. Alrighty, let's talk about some science and health issues before the top of the hour. And Dr. Levin here, there's an article out of Natural Blaze about aspartame. Now, we know aspartame is a bad chemical. It was at one time considered a biological weapon because it causes your brain cells to overfire. What they call an excitotoxin. And Don Rumsfeld got his lobbying shoes on, and he got it redefined as an artificial sweetener and cleared for sale to you, the American public. And it can, in high doses, cause Parkinson's-like symptoms and various other harmful health effects. Now it turns out aspartame might be making people blind through long saturation exposure. Now, of course, aspartame, if it's allowed to get too warm, will break down into its constituent molecules, including methyl alcohol, which is wood alcohol, and that in and of itself is capable of damaging the optic nerve and leading to blindness. That's where that old thing during Prohibition, where badly made booze would make people go blind, because the booze was being made with methyl alcohol instead of ethyl alcohol. And at one point, the U.S. government, to discourage people from drinking, actually put poisonous methyl alcohol into ethyl alcohol. That's where that whole denatured alcohol thing came from. And people were drinking it, and they were going blind. And they were being, and some of them died. Because the U.S. government wanted to poison the alcohol supply to save you from the evil sin of alcoholism. And if some of you die, well, that's just an object lesson to the rest of you serfs here. We're seeing more and more articles coming out by a society that seems to be turning away from all these synthetically manufactured, patentable molecules coming out of the big pharmaceutical companies and going back to what we have co-evolved with over millions of years. And there's more research coming out about various positive aspects of psychedelics, for example. And there's an article I'm looking at here, and this is from WakingTimes.com. And the common perception of psychedelics is that you think you've turned into an elf and you drop off a building and you joust cars and everything. But the reality is some of these hallucinogens are actually useful. And I know this because many, many years ago, there still is a drug. Its street name is Ecstasy, and its chemical name is MDMA, which I forget what that actually stands for. But therapists were using it because it made the therapy process much easier. Because people who were on the MDMA could look at themselves and their traumas without the associated fear and rejection and shame reactions. And it just made the process go much faster. And apparently there's evidence showing that hallucinogens can help defeat alcoholism. Another study over at WakingTimes.com showing that cannabis has benefits for autistic children. So if your child has been driven into autism by all these chemicals in the vaccines, and you live in a state where medical marijuana is now legal, you might want to think about getting some for your kids. Small amounts, obviously. Teach them to puff responsibly, just like you teach an 18-year-old to drink responsibly. But it all comes back to that concept I've talked about before of co-evolution. When your medicines are made out of natural sources, plants, herbs, these are chemicals and molecules we have spent the last million years living with on planet Earth. There are no surprises. The pharmaceutical companies, in their desire to have something they can patent, will create brand new synthetic molecules that have never existed on this planet before. And they sort of kind of fit into the chemistry of your body where the natural versions would go, but because they're not exactly the same, they can trigger all kinds of unpredictable side effects. And I think that's a big part of modern medicine. This rejection of natural cures because they are unpatentable in favor of these very dangerous chemicals that are good for maximizing profits. And it's almost become a joke in this country. You'll be watching TV and you'll see a brand new, very expensive, glitzy commercial for the latest medication, hydrofluoristone, or whatever they're going to call it. And it's immediately followed by an ambulance chase, a commercial. Have you been taking hydrofluoristone? Did your nose fall off? You may be entitled to a cash settlement. It's just all churning the money. And the actual health of the American people is just not a factor. In fact, the epiphenomenon of all this commercialization of medical care is they need you to be chronically sick. If Americans were all healthy, the entire medical industrial complex would collapse. They need you to be sick. They need you to be constantly chronically ill and in need of constant ongoing treatments of symptoms. Nobody's looking for a cure for anything. If I cure you, you go away. I don't get any more money from you. If I'm treating your symptoms, you'll be back next month and the month after that and the month after that and the month after that. And it's all driven by the money junkies. And again, I don't have a problem with people getting rich. James Cameron and Steve Jobs are the ones I like to hold up as examples. They got rich by making entertainments and computers we voluntarily traded our money for. And that's what capitalism is supposed to be, as opposed to the money junkies who game the system and bribe the government to write laws that just automatically siphon wealth from the working people whose labor created that wealth and puts it in the pocket of the bankers. That is not capitalism. That is fascism. We have to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be back with Dr. Gilbert Levin after these few words.